Christian Pittard, Group Head of Product Opportunities for Aberdeen Asset Management, is here, and we're talking about the opportunities that Aberdeen has seen in the closed-end fund space in the United States. That's today on The Navigator. This is The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success through the use of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, which is a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. And today, well, we are talking with creators because Aberdeen Asset Management is a really interesting firm in the closed-end fund space. They have dramatic, long-standing history in Europe. They have been a long-time sponsor of funds in the United States as well, but they do really interesting, targeted, kind of tactical funds. If you want to learn more, aberdeenstandard.com. They're on Twitter at ASInvestmentsUS. Christian Pittard, good to chat with you.
Thank you very much for having me, Chuck. It's an absolute pleasure.
Aberdeen sees opportunities here in the United States, and you are the guy who's looking at product opportunities. So let's talk just a little bit for some background on what Aberdeen is looking to do with its closed-end fund business here in the U.S. and how what you're doing here contrasts with what you guys have always done in the U.K.
Thank you. Absolutely. We're really excited about the opportunities that the U.S. presents for us. What we try to do in simple terms is democratize institutional strategies for retail investors. So bringing strategies like private infrastructure allocation to US retail investors offers unique asset classes. And you can see from our existing product offering, we have a number of differentiated, significantly differentiated or even unique strategies like Asian bonds, ticker FAX, or global emerging market equity income, ticker AEF, where there are no immediate peers. And we think it's really important to be able to offer less correlated income sources to retail investors.
You guys are doing, in some cases, some single country issues, or you're looking at markets that are undercovered, not just by the closed end fund industry, where you are the only one in the space that might be looking at certain things, but also in the fund world in general. So if we're looking at a case where I have limited opportunities in an investment space and I'm looking to be tactical, what are the benefits to me of choosing a closed-end fund structure over an ETF structure or a traditional mutual fund structure if we're looking at single countries or a defined space?
Well, very typically, closed-end funds offer considerably more attractive yield. So the distribution yield on the product, and that's for several reasons. First of all, closed-end funds can take advantage of a portfolio where there's some liquidity premium. So the underlying asset securities that are held in the portfolio oftentimes generate higher yield. You are able typically to have some leverage on the fund itself within the confines of the 40 Act. And oftentimes you can find a fund, if it's trading in the market at a discount, then you get a yield enhancement because of that discount to NAV. So you'd find that the yield on a closed-end fund is very significantly higher than almost any ETF or open-end mutual fund is able to offer.
In terms of the opportunities that are here in the U.S., we've been talking on The Navigator with a number of folks who see significant expansion and a space that is not quite fulfilled, where the ETF space has been growing dramatically and everybody's been racing in. Well, closed-end funds have been growing, but it's a little bit more considerate growth. It's been a little bit slower, and there still is an opportunity there in terms of establishing things. So what has been Aberdeen's plan? I mean, how do you grow your presence in closed-end funds and make domestic investors in the United States aware of what you're doing?
So over the last 20 or so years, we've been gradually building out our U.S. closed-end fund franchise, and we've done that really in combination threefold. We've won a number of pitches for mandates, existing funds where they've gone out to tender to appoint the most suitable advisor. And we've done that objectively, pitch for those. And like a fund like JQ, CHN, SGF that have subsequently been restructured. And so we've able to win those pitches and position the funds to offer a differentiated strategy that isn't otherwise available in the market. And secondly, we've undertaken a number of acquisitions. where funds that were previously managed by Credit Suisse or Alpine Woods or Blackstone, where it's a small family of funds and we've taken on the advisory role for that, subject to shareholder approval, which I'm pleased to say we've received. And thirdly, we've been involved in a small number of IPOs. And I'm pleased to say that, very importantly, because the cost model has changed, that the IPO market in the US has really come back to the fore in 2019. To put some numbers on that, in 2018, before the cost model changed, the total proceeds raised was about $190 million, so less than $200 million. And last year, the market raised, including over-allotment, about $5.7 billion. So the new issue market, and a very important thing about that new issue market, is we're not only seeing existing closed-end fund investors, but we're seeing new investors be attracted to the structure, which is really exciting for us. So I think the change in the cost model, where the promoter, that's Aberdeen of this world, we pay all the costs. So the $20 that investors subscribe at IPO means $20 invested in securities, and they're all the launch costs are borne by the promoter. So that's a significant change, and it's more akin to the UK model, and that only got introduced at the beginning of last year. So we're really excited about that and seeing new investors join the marketplace.
You just mentioned that the United States has learned from the British model, and closed-end funds are basically unit investment trusts in Great Britain, and they are the precursor to all of our mutual funds and in any form. How much are you able to bring that model to bear in what you're doing in the United States? And what are the distinctions between what we call a closed-end fund and what you call a unit trust in England?
It's a great question. I think there are very few things that the UK is able to do in advance of the US, but perhaps in some places closed-end funds is one of them, because the industry has been so old and going for so long. And we do have, in the UK, we have a great deal of variety of alternative investment strategies in closed-end fund structures, which is exactly the type of product that I think is attractive to US retail investors as well. And we have a number that are ironically run by US managers who come here because it's a well-established structure. And I'm sure, like us, they will also look to offer those in the future to the US market. But the brokerage model was one thing that has been well established in the UK, where the launch costs were much lower for a considerable period of time than the US. And now that's changed. The US has adopted a similar structure. And I think that's been to the benefit of all investors. So we were really happy to see that change. And it's a natural for us because we were seeing it in the UK. And we as a group have 37 closed-end funds, of which 24 are in the UK and about $20 billion. And it's right at it's the heritage of our business, actually, listed closed-end funds in the UK. And as I said, we've only been going in the US for 20 years, but we're committed to it, committed to seeing it expand.
And you talk about the expansion. So I'm going to ask a question that is a little bit different, but I suspect you have an answer for it, which is, in your role, you're not supposed to play favorites. You represent all of the funds that Aberdeen is doing. But there's got to be one that you particularly go like, hey, this one, we're pretty cool. So if there's one particular issue that you wish domestic investors, the folks here, would check out, we're not saying go buy it. We're saying this is the one I think you'd learn a lot about how Aberdeen is doing things and how we're doing it differently. Is there one that stands out to you that like, yeah, this is the one I want you to check?
That's a bit like asking which is your favorite child, isn't it?
It is. However, these aren't your kids, and they're not going to be offended. The difference is your kids would be offended. The closed-end funds will not be offended when you answer, if I can squeeze that out.
I think one is tough. Clearly, the next one is always our best idea, right? So the next IPO is going to be a refinement. But no, in all seriousness, where you reposition an existing fund, it's hard to communicate that repositioning to the market in an effective time period. So it tends to go under the radar because people remember it as the IPO, right? And to the extent you've gone to shareholders and repositioned the portfolio, oftentimes it's hard to communicate that effectively to the market. And we've got a fund, AEF, which is Global Emerging Market Equity Income, pure equity portfolio, but generating an attractive yield in excess of the emerging market index. Great track record, but we repositioned it only 2 years ago. And a lot of people have failed to appreciate that. So I think it's a lesser known product. It's 300 odd million in size, but I think underappreciated because it didn't have that IPO promotion as that strategy.
Aberdeen Emerging Markets Equity Income, AEF. And I won't say it's your favorite child. It's just the one that you're most interested in having people check out. Christian, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. A real pleasure to come on and talk about my favorite subject.
Christian Pittard is Group Head of Product Opportunities for Aberdeen Asset Management, which is on Twitter at AS Investments US. The Navigator is a joint production between Money Life with Chuck Jaffe and the Active Investment Company Alliance. I'm your host, Chuck Jaffe, and you can learn more about my show at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about closed-end funds and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance, and The Navigator is available to you every Friday. Thanks so much for joining us for the podcast. Please come back and do it again next week.